Plans for a July 3rd fireworks show at Mount Rushmore are still in the works, but the president has said he plans to attend. The show would come a couple of weeks after South Dakota's predicted peak of COVID-19 infections.
I think we're all concerned about that.
Lynette Gozman is Keystone's town board president. She says past shows at Mount Rushmore filled the town of 300 with visitors. This time, she worries the crowds might bring an infectious virus. The governor's advisor, Maggie Seidel, says they are considering ways to limit the spread of COVID-19. One option would make only a limited number of tickets available through a lottery.
What if the restriction is that people can watch exclusively from their cars? What if they have to practice social distancing? What if it's just TV only?
But in Keystone, they're expecting big crowds, regardless of official restrictions. Tammy Hunsaker runs a lodge in town and says people are already booking trips to see the show, whether at the memorial or from the roadside. Despite bringing more tourists to town, Hunsaker says past fireworks shows were a headache for Keystone.
Traffic comes to a standstill at about 10 o'clock that morning and doesn't move. And so it's not an outstanding day business-wise for our community.
The town board will rent 12 portable toilets to place around town on July 3rd. Board President Lynette Gozman says town leaders are talking with state and federal officials about other ways to handle the influx of people and prevent the spread of COVID-19. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.